a full stadium, whether it's for a practice or for a game, that it pumps you up, and the players love it. You know? And I thank the fans for it. That's great.
What did you see on the defense, Mike? You know, Gerald Tapp put some pressure on as a rookie.
Yeah.
Did you get a feel for what some of the younger players were able to accomplish today?
Yeah, it's you know, a lot of it is who they're going against.
Right.
You know, you take that into consideration, but here's what you're looking for. There's no coaches out. So every day in practice, your coach is standing right behind you yelling things at you. And a lot of times he helps you practice. Here they're by themselves, and they have to function by themselves, and that's what we're looking for. Gerald Tapp will be a fine player for us. He has some very good pass rushing skills, in my opinion.
How are you feeling and thinking after the scrimmage today?
Pardon me?
How are you feeling and thinking about the team after the scrimmage?
Well, it's okay. I mean, you know, I don't get real pumped up after the scrimmage. We have a long ways to go, but I think there are some good things. Some individuals had pretty good things. Man made a nice catch in the end zone. Matthew, a couple nice passes, as did Seneca. Our defense has good team speed. You see that right away. And I think we'll be able to rush the passer a little bit.
So anything stuck out in particular?
Nah. You mean, no. I didn't like our first two field goals we kicked. They were kind of over in that red tent over there.
What about the kind of situation with Seneca and Shine? Get out of the way.
Yeah. Well, it is, Dave, but you're fudging just a little bit because they can't hit the quarterback. So, but
they have to get to him.
Yeah, they have to get to him, and you can see Seneca's movement ability. There's no question about it. I think he works so hard at passing the ball. He wants people to know he's a fine passer. So sometimes he just doesn't cut it loose. He wants to stay in there and throw it. But I know he's a good passer. And when he plays the football games, his legs are a big weapon for us, too.
What was the message to the team after the scrimmage? What do you say to these guys after this? It's still got 4 weeks left.
Oh, no. Yeah, we got a long ways to go. In fact, I was a little unhappy with our discipline today. I did a lot of good things, but I was unhappy with our discipline. I was unhappy with the coach's discipline on the sideline, our substitution, all the things, because that's kind of practice for them, getting ready for the game. You know, we got to do it right when it comes with this up on the game. But that's what this is about. So we can coach to that. I can talk to the team about that. But there are a lot of good things. So the most important thing is no one got hurt. Dave, you know, I mean, you worry about that all the time, and no one got hurt, so that's good.
Mike, you said that there were some guys who wanted to have questions answered about, who were some of those guys in the team?
Well, we've talked about the positions that, maybe not the starting position, but certainly the competition for who's going to be on the team, at wide receiver, at fullback, at tight end, at the safety position. And I go right down the line, you know. And so this film helps us. It's just another real good tool along with the preseason games, really. I mean, we evaluate every practice they have and all those things. But when there's no coach on the field and they have to play, it kind of shows us what they're ready to do and what they can do.
How did Ken Hamlin respond?
I think he did fine. I don't even know if he, you know, I was watching other things. I don't know. I didn't even know if he hit anybody. Did he hit anybody?
Yeah, he did a couple times.
Did he? That's good.
He was very hard.
That's good. He got up, so everyone's waiting for that. That's good.
What about Warrick? Not so much on returns, but more as a wideout. Did he look like he's going to be ready to play a role there?
You know what? I hope so. I he's in a competition. He's in a big competition, a wide receiver. But he has great hands. He's moving much better than he did last year. So I'm hopeful. Yeah, I'm counting on him a little bit, and we'll just see what happens.
Mike, did you already answer why you helped some guys out today?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell Mike, for you,
yeah.
I'll say it again.
Okay.
I didn't want to get guys hurt, for one thing. They were our Pro Bowl guys. You know, I know what they can do, Sean and those guys. So that was the first thing, and then I wanted to give the backup guys chances to do some stuff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mike, Can you football-wise go through the whole preseason without Ken Hamlin banging on anybody? Or did
no.
you need that curiosity?
Well, no. Well, first of all, if I didn't play him, we could do it that way, you know. But he wants to. He's got to play, and he's been off a year, so we got to get the rust off, and he's got to play. He wants to play as long as the doctors, and they have told me that he can play, then he's going to play. Now we'll treat him just like we would if he hadn't been hurt, you know, and play him whatever, a quarter and a half, whatever we decide to do.
Do you choose the music before the game?
Thank you.
Well, did you kick? Were you? That was a disguise. Were you the field goal kicker for the $5,000 out here?
I think I know who it was. I think he's on your roster.
Jeez, I know.
What'd you think of that? Come out there, coach.
Huh?
What did you think about the field goal guy?
You know what? I told him this, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart. That's the finest kicker we've ever produced in that particular drill. Now, having said that, that kind of puts, you know, the bar has not been too high. Wow. Remember the guy with the shorts and the Argyle socks and the cowboy boots? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Whew.
He's like, pretty old guy,
popped
too.
One ball, hit another one 3 feet over that one. Jeez. Where do they find these guys?
I'm not going to sign that guy.
Anything else?
Thanks, Mike.